This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. In this podcast, I am going to share a hack with you. It's a hack that I discovered about 1.5 years ago. And when it clicked for me, it made so much sense to me. On one hand, it's so simple. And on the other hand, it's such a game changer. This hack, it will help you to move the needle faster in your business. It will help you to manage your energy better. It will help you to be more efficient in less time. And it will help you to balance between the masculine and the feminine energy, which is important to be productive, right? So what am I talking about? I'm talking about my lean in, lean back hack. That's what I'm gonna call it. It sounds pretty good, actually. My lean in, lean back hack. So what does it mean? Okay, so you got a goal in your business, you got a plan, and you start executing it. And now the lean in, lean back hack method basically means that you either lean in, you lean forward fully, and you do the work, or you lean back, you rest, you surrender, you let go of control, and you recharge. Now, oftentimes, it sounds to you like you're already doing that, but I want to challenge that because I think very often we are somewhere in between. What does it look like? It looks like this. You're doing the things, you're rolling out the strategy, but not 100%. Because you skip that one thing because it feels really uncomfortable. Or you keep procrastinating on a particular task. That is you not 100% leaning in. Or you're doing it, but you're also constantly distracted by scrolling through social media, for example. So you're not completely focused. You're not completely leaning in and leaning forward. Or you let limiting beliefs come in the way because you said that you're going to do X, but then you keep thinking that one thought that keeps you from doing it. Let's say that you're thinking you made a deal with yourself to make a podcast every week, but now your mind keeps saying to you, but do people really like my podcast? What should I podcast about? It's something people are really interested in. And so you're not really doing it. So you're not really leaning in. With leaning in, I mean that when you work, you really, really work. You do the hard things. You commit to being uncomfortable because that's a big part of growing your business. It's outside of your comfort zone. So you accept being outside of your comfort zone. You do the hard things. You work through the beliefs. You turn off your phone if that's necessary. You really move the needle. You push yourself. So you're really in the masculine energy. Instead of doing the things, but not really, you are really leaning in. And on the other hand, you're really leaning back whenever you finish your work. Because the same goes here. Very often, we are off, we're not working, we're enjoying free time, but not really, because you keep thinking about work, or you keep scrolling through Instagram and comparing yourself. So you're not really relaxing. You're constantly checking your social media, your email, your bank account. So you're not really leaning back because you're still controlling. Or you feel like it's not enough. You feel like you are relaxing, but at the same time, sometimes something in your mind says you should be doing more. You're not doing enough, or you're not enough, or you don't have enough. That's also not really relaxing. That's not really leaning back. So in order to become more effective, to move the needle faster, to balance the energy better, you want to lean in or lean back. But don't be somewhere in between, because that's where it's, you know, it's not really happening. It's the results are not optimal when you're somewhere in between. So that's my hack. That's what I do. Whenever I'm working on something, I'm working on a project, and I mean, believe me, I'm not always succeeding in this, but it really helped me when I started seeing it like that. And I said, all right, when I'm working, I'm gonna lean in. I'm gonna go and do the uncomfortable things. I'm gonna go out of my comfort zone. I'm gonna push it. I'm gonna, you know, take those tasks that I've been procrastinating on, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna take those limiting beliefs that prevent me from doing a certain action, and I'm gonna shift them. So really gonna lean in. And then the leaning back also feels so much better. It becomes easier because you've really moved the needle, and you recharge more. Because how much are you actually enjoying your free time, or how much are you actually charging your energy, your battery, when you are quote unquote relaxing, but you're still thinking about the things that you should be doing, or you should have done, or you want to do, or you're still checking your bank account, and you're still checking, you know, what's going on in your business. You're not really leaning back. You're not really leaning back and basically handing over the control to the universe and saying, here's your space, do whatever needs doing. It's your turn. It's basically you saying to the universe, I'm gonna lean back now. I did my thing, you know, I've leaned in, and now it's your turn. And I'm just going to really allow myself to enjoy my time. I'm going to relax. I'm going to rest. I'm going to charge my battery. I'm going to feel like I'm enough. I did enough. I'm going to be proud of myself. I'm going to be content. Just, can you feel that energy shift? You feel how different that is? You know, it's the same as when you have a goal to become more lean, in terms of your physical body, you know, let's say that you want to become more fit, you want to lose fat, gain muscle, that sort of thing. You don't go to the gym every day and, you know, work out like a beast and don't give yourself any rest. Your body needs rest in order to recover. It needs to do the work of the recovering and the resting in order to then come back and move the needle again. In other words, you know, build muscle again, this metaphor. If you want optimal results in your business, you need both of those things. You don't only want to, you know, work and push and hustle. It's necessary. When I started to see rest, relaxation, enjoying as a necessary part of the work in order to grow my business, it became so much easier, right? So that's what I wanted to share with you today. The lean in, lean back hack. For me, it's been a true game changer. It helped me to become more productive, more efficient in the hours that I'm actually working. And it helped me to enjoy my free time more, recharge, relax, get inspired, all of those things. And those together get you better results in less time. So I hope that I have inspired you with this podcast episode. I hope that I've given you some tools to implement the lean in, lean back hack, which I highly recommend that you do. And I want to thank you so much for listening. If you have enjoyed this podcast episode or you are enjoying my podcast episodes in general, I would really, really appreciate it if you would leave me a 5-star review on Spotify. It's super simple. You can just go to the show and literally just click on the 5 stars and you would do me a huge favor. Thank you so much for listening again. And until the next one. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.